Shout out to MJ. I don't know why 10/29/24 decided to be MJ Day, but I'm about it. About it. B is off today, taking care of some stuff. So you get me. Hope you enjoy it. Here's a question. The Commanders are 6-2. Their defense is 10th in the NFL in points allowed. Their offense is 3rd in the NFL in points scored. All the things you're supposed to do, they're doing. And they're doing it well. I represent Queens. She was raised out in Brooklyn. But when you look at some of the advanced stuff, if you want to get advanced, and you don't have to, because you know what? There is a cottage industry of people that try to make football more complicated than it needs to be. Some of it is useful. A lot of it is superfluous, and people just like spouting off the stats because they sound smart, right? Drop DVOA at the pub while your boys are eating chicken wings, you sound like an expert. But if you want to look at some of the numbers seem a little problematic. On third down defense, they're not doing so hot. 23rd in the NFL, they're giving up conversions 40% of the time. But some of it's just eye test. That first Giants game, they kicked 7 field goals. This game against the Bears, they kicked 4 field goals. And one thing we've learned about Austin Seibert, pull up my man Seibert. Seibert is deadly inside of 50. But you know you don't really want, you don't want a ton of field goals between the that are under 30 yards out. You know how many field goals Seibert has kicked inside of 30? 9 in 7 games. He's 9 for 9. That's awesome. He's 6 for 6 inside of 40. It's great. But if you're kicking inside of 40 and especially inside of 30, means you probably should have scored a touchdown. And it is an occurrence. It's a reoccurrence thing. They are 25th in the NFL at scoring inside the red zone. 18 of 35. Scoring touchdowns. Now, listen, if you would have told me on the 4th of July, hey, JP, week of Halloween, you're not going to be talking about the draft, and you're going to be talking about how the 6-2 Commanders aren't scoring enough in the red zone, I would have taken that deal in a second. These are good problems to have as far as a good football team needs to score more, and they're scoring a lot from outside of the red zone. But like, at some point, we have to adjust our thinking to, yo, this is just a really cool, fun start to a, hey, how good is this team? How many games are going to matter when the weather's really cold? Yo, could they be hosting playoff games? And if you're ready to twist your brain to that side of things, then these are the conversations you have. Now, for me, I've watched all of it. I wonder at least if Sunday's game plan against Chicago in the red zone was slightly impacted because they didn't necessarily want to run Jaden close to the goal line. I wonder if that wasn't an issue or at least a factor. Because go back a few games, he's taking some big hits at runs near the goal line. And they know he already had the rib thing. That's one little quirk I would add here, specific to the Bears game. Now I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to go to Cairo is in Ashburn. Cairo, how concerned are you about the red zone struggles?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bud.
All right, cool. I am both concerned and not concerned. I'm concerned because, I mean, the stats are the stats. The eye test is the eye test. You know, it's there. It's a legitimate concern. But I'm also not concerned because I think this team has shown in previous games, specifically comes to mind is the Ravens game. They scored, I think, 2 touchdowns in the red zone in the Ravens game, and that's against a far better defense than...
One was on fourth down.
One was on fourth down, yes. I forgot about that. That was the Terry.
Terry in the corner. Yeah, the back shoulder.
Yeah. But, I mean, even so, like, touchdown's a touchdown.
Yeah, that doesn't. Absolutely.
But, yeah, I think a lot of it might be game plan or maybe, like you were saying, injury concern.
Both of Terry's touchdowns were inside the 10. I thought the other one where he found him kind of on the crosser on the backside of the goal line was further out. But that was a 7-yard touchdown pass in the second quarter.
Oh, really? Yeah, I thought that would have been like at the 15 or something.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought too. That's how I remembered it.
But I think, I don't know if this is Cliff Kingsbury or maybe it's concern for, like, you know, injuries or whatever, but it's like, I see them abandon the run quite a bit. And I'm not saying like Jeremy McNichols or Austin Ekeler are like world beaters in comparison to like how good Brian Robinson is, but like I'd like to see him run with them a little more inside the red zone. But I think the biggest thing is penalties in the red zone, like, is what I see.
Penalties have been a consistent, again, if you go back to the Giants game, the Bears game, yes. Penalties inside the 20 have absolutely been a consistent issue. It's a good call, Cairo. I appreciate you, buddy.
Getting you something. All right, see you.
Thanks, brother. I'm going to ask Jeff. I'm going to ask Landfill. Everybody on the phones, you're going to get your say. Are you concerned about the Commanders' red zone woes? I think concern might be too strong, but it's at least something you got to pay attention to. Hunter on Twitter says, penalties are the concern. B-Rob had a walk-in TD outside of the false start. Ertz almost had one. Richard John says, power run game with bigger personnel packages. They have the personnel. Use it. Woo! Change his ways. Let's see what Jay in D.C. says. Jay, how concerned are you?
I'm not too concerned, JP. I just think from the Bears game, it was a little bit of Jaden being hurt, and they caught us in their cover two scheme they was in, and we threw the ball in the red zone a lot. I guess their cover two is kind of tight, and that defense, as a former high school coach. I mean, I just think we need to do some more power running game, a triple option with using Luke, the former quarterback, put him in the game in the red zone, let him run out, read option with two running backs in the backfield instead of using Jaden a lot down there. Just try something different.
I like it. I don't hate it. Thanks for the call, Jay. Appreciate you, bud.
Mm-hmm.
Landfill, are you concerned about it? I mean, this is such a hot start.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. I think that that's the one thing that's stopping them from being, you know, one of the best teams in the league up there with the Chiefs and the Lions. It's just, they're great at getting the ball to the red zone, but when they get there, it's kind of like 50-50 whether or not they get in. And that's just disappointing. I don't really understand. I had like flashbacks to the Gruden era a little bit because I think they did that a lot too, where mm-hmm. they'd get to the red zone
Kirk.
And they just couldn't get the ball in, and it's frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, that was back in the tight window conversation. You remember when Jay said if he threw the ball when I told him to, he'd have 60 touchdowns, and Kirk said, yeah, well, I'd have 20 interceptions or whatever that was. If you go back, I want to say it was a 16 Skins team. Kirk threw for almost 5,000 yards that year, if I remember it right. Yeah, Kirk threw for 4,917 yards. Think about that, 4,900 yards, and they only had 25 touchdowns. They were 29th in the red zone that year. 61 red zone trips, and they only scored 28 times. That is astonishing. So it's not that bad. It's tracking poorly. I also think if you look at some of the red zone concerns, B-Rob missed a game. There seems to be a little, I don't know how to describe this. Do you feel the same way about Austin Ekeler now as you did maybe in week 4? Like, if you look at his splits, the yards from scrimmage has stayed pretty consistent. Like, he had 58 yards from scrimmage the other night against the Bears, but it didn't seem as maybe impactful as it had earlier in the year. He had 7 carries for 52 yards in that game. Jeff, I'll squeeze these callers in if we can get them. The week before against the Panthers, he only had 20 yards from scrimmage. But, like, the impact has been the same. It just hasn't maybe felt the same, which perhaps is stupid. I don't know. Does that sound fair to you?
Yes. Yeah, the plays aren't quite as big. I mean, I think that's, again, with, like, the kind of they're moving the ball really well up until the point they get in the red zone, and then it's just kind of a series of struggles, miscues, penalties, all kinds of things just start going bad for them when they get there.
Yeah. And the penalties have been really inopportune because the OZ touchdown was clean and Cosby was just downfield. I'll go to Dusty real quick. Dusty, what you got? How concerned about the red zone issues are you?
I have no problems at all with their offense. I think they're doing great. I think the biggest problem they had in the last game, I think Jaden wanted to play. I don't think he was 100%. I think when he got when he rolled out to throw that pass and he got hit by Sweat, I think that kind of banged him up a little bit. They were taping him up. If you take, say, the touchdown throw to Ertz that was questionable, you know, if he's not hurt, maybe he puts it right in the breadbasket. I just don't think he was 100%, and I don't think he was running as much as he would have. I think when this guy's 100% healthy, I think their offense is unstoppable. That's what I think.
It's a good call. Thanks.
All right, buddy.
I think Jaden was clearly hurt. Was he at 100%? No way. I still think he was really damn good. He might be onto something. The shot from Sweat and then the shot he took on the sideline from the linebacker that really got up into his like left side of his ribs, I think must have had him hurting pretty good. He's still able to perform at a really high level and then chuck it 65 yards when he needed to. Let's try Al in Hyattsville. Al, what's your level of concern with the red zone struggles?
I'm somewhat like 50-50. I think it really just depends. I think we have to, like the last caller or like a caller or two before said, start being more creative in how we want to attack the red zone. You know what I'm saying? Let's you know, like you got, like you said, Luke McCaffrey, the former quarterback. Let's start trying to figure out how to get him in there and manipulate, you know, that area, because we got the talent. It isn't that we don't have the talent. Now I think it's just a matter of creativity. We got to figure out ways to be more creative down there to get those openings and be able to score more. So I'm at 50-50 at this point.
All right, Al. Thanks, buddy. I am not concerned about this. There is a school of thought going back to the Arizona days that the Cardinals would get off to hot starts and then defenses would kind of catch up to them. I only think you would see that probably mid-November on. I also think Cliff's different. The offense is different. The Bears also have a really good defense. So as we look specifically at that Bears game, you got to credit Chicago that came in. I think they were top 10 in both yards allowed, points allowed. And I think that is a factor in all of this. The fact that we're concerned about red zone offense on a team that's 6-2 and has the third best points scored and the 10th best points allowed, that is very refreshing, folks.